Welcome back to our Coach Speak program here on 95.7 FM, presented by Carl Otto, as we wrap things up here on our Monday evening show. As now talking to us is the head boys track coach of the Roland Story Norsemen, Brian Peterson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Hey, I appreciate being on here with you, Quinn.
So as we take a look at the recent recent meets for your track team here, it's been a pretty good run here as of late. You finished fourth in a pretty highly competitive South Hamilton boys meet on Thursday. Your team performed well at Hampton Dumont Cal on the previous Monday as well. And when you look at how your team has progressed, I know you guys have battled through some injuries in some key spots throughout the year, but as your team has progressed here now to around the halfway point, a little past the halfway point of the season, what are some things you really liked at what you've seen from your team here so far?
Well, we're starting to see some consistency, and with as young as we are, that's really been what we're looking for, is just consistency. Because early in the season, we'd see, you know, something really good, and then the very next night, it's just like, wow, what happened? So I think for us, seeing more and more consistency as the weeks go on, and starting to really pare down what looks to be like our you know, kind of May lineup for all those bigger meets. I think that's what we have really liked seeing, especially, I think, you know, if you were asking me one specific spot, I'd say our distance guys have really started to show, you know, Evan Voga, CJ Lucchese, in the 2 mile and mile have just, they're just been so consistent with their laps, and now all of a sudden they're watching their times drop. And so, it's just been really fun to watch those guys keep getting better and better.
And, of course, the big meet coming up this weekend, the Drake Relays. You guys did manage to get the 4x1 into the Drake Relays, and you talked about how young this team is. You got a really young group that's been running that 4x1 most of the year. Fiston Carlson, Ben Mazick, Sam or Jake Knoll, take your pick, are a couple guys that have really been kind of the consistent bodies in that 4x1. And with that sprinting group, with that youth and how they've been able to grow meet in and meet out, what are some areas that you've seen a lot of growth here from that sprint group here as the season's gone on?
Well, you know, a year ago we had no track to practice on because, of course, we were renovating ours. And so just our handoffs in general, we've had one handoff this year where we struggle with it. Otherwise, just having that, I think has been really, really good for us, having a track where we can actually work on that stuff on a day-to-day basis. As you said, we are young. Fiston, Ben, Heston, Jake Bergeron, Sam Knoll. I do want to point out, Jake Knoll, anytime you see Jake Knoll on a 4x1, it's probably a mistake by the coach, because they're right next to each other on my relay sheet.
Okay.
Being brothers. So that's probably just a mistake. It's generally been Sam, at least in that relay. Jake does run some of our relays, just not the 4x1. Very excited about what we're seeing there. And I think the ceiling for that group is way higher than what we're seeing right now. And we might not reach that ceiling this season, but every single one of them, including the two alternates we're taking down at Drake, are back next year.
And another group, I think, that has performed really well, and it's battled injury with a key hurdler, but your hurdle group has really come on strong here this year. It's another, again, young group, but you got a couple sophomores in Cody Long and Jaden Strum who have really helped spearhead that group, as well as a junior in Jake Berger. And when you look at that hurdles group, you know, we're getting Cody Long, I know he competed on, it was slated to compete Thursday night at that South Hamilton meet last week, and he's starting to work his way back. Just how has that come along in terms of him coming back, and how do you feel about the projection of this hurdle group through the end of the season?
Well, we've got two great coaches working with those guys, Andrew Black, who a hurdler at Warburg, and Andy Long, who's Cody's dad, who hurdled, of course, at Iowa State. And those two guys have just really brought a whole nother level of coaching to those five, six guys that kind of intermix. You know, Jaden Strum got a year stronger, a year taller, a year bigger, and has really come into his own. Jake Bergeron, you're really, really seeing his times just drop and drop and drop. We've got a freshman, Carter Barber, who his first night out ran like an 18-second split, and he's now run in the 15s the last two times. Logan Crank has filled in really well as a sophomore for Cody, another sophomore. And those two have, Logan's come along and run really well. And then, of course, Cody, who's probably our most consistent hurdle technique-wise, you know, skill-wise. But, you know, he's not as tall as some of those other guys either. And mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different when you're going over 36 inches. So he's got to work a little bit differently on that. But, yeah, you're right. He came back last Thursday, and the kid's a worker. He's been down at the track at night, even over the weekend. And so we're seeing him come back, and I think it's going to be a fun little competition to see who the final four guys are going to be. But that group ceiling, again, being very young, all of them are coming back at least next year. And then after that, there's even five of them coming back 2 years from now. So it should be a fun competition to see who actually runs at the end of the year and then moving into the next couple of years as well.
And as we look at the schedule for this week, you guys are slated to be at North Polk on Tuesday. That's always a highly competitive meet with some much bigger schools that compete there. And then Thursday, you guys have your home meet at Dallas Cray Track. And when you look at the schedule coming up this week, in addition to the Drake Relays, what's your number one or your top goals overall for this week and what you want to see out of your athletes?
Well, we really eyeball our meet, obviously, just because it's our home meet, and we want to do well there. So we set our week up so that we can run fairly hard on Thursday. And that means some guys on Tuesday at North Polk get some looks at some other spots that maybe they normally wouldn't see. So we're going to take a large squad Tuesday to North Polk, and it's a great opportunity to run against schools that we don't normally see and just show them the discipline of preparing each race like it's the biggest deal in the world. And when you go against bigger schools, that's what you're going to see, because those guys oftentimes are in one event, maybe two events a night. So our guys get to be in that position. And then Thursday, of course, with our home Norseman, we want to run really well. And so we kind of gear up for that meet and run our week so we're ready for that event.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck on Tuesday at North Polk. Good luck Thursday at home, and then good luck this Saturday at the Drake Relays.
Hey, I appreciate that, as always, Quinn.
Yep, that was Brian Peterson, the head boys track coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, here on our Coach Speak program, here brought to you by Carl Auto Webster City. We'll take you to the top of the hour next on 95.7 FM.